Hey, everybody, welcome to a special edition of the No Mind podcast. This introduces a new format that I've wanted to get moving for a while now. In addition to our normal panel-based format, I'm also going to be doing micro podcasts. And just to introduce the idea, the notion here is to give the panel members an opportunity to speak their mind about anything they want, martial arts related, without the sometimes chaotic environment that the normal format provides. I know for myself, sometimes after a podcast or when I've listened to them back, I feel like my attitude or my opinion or my perspective possibly wasn't represented the way I would want it to have been, simply because of the sometimes adversarial, sometimes chaotic format that we normally use. So I came up with this idea, and I extend the invitation to all the panel members, if they want to do a micro podcast, to just let me know. We'll set it up and you can have the mic all on your own. I won't be any part of it other than recording it, and you can have your say. And I want to go one step further. I want to open this up to anybody, anyone out there who listens to the podcast regularly. If you've ever had the desire to have your say in a way that allows you to speak completely freely and completely without constraints, this is that opportunity. So if anyone wants to come on and talk about any aspect of the martial arts, your training, your kids' training, you don't have to be, you don't even have to be a practitioner of the martial arts. This is open to anyone who listens to the podcast. If you do decide that you'd like to have a go at it, just drop me an email at nomindpodcast2021@gmail.com, and we can set it up. I'll make sure that we get you hooked up into the format for recording the podcast. Once you're ready to go, I will walk away from the computer. I will turn off my audio so I don't hear anything that you say. You'll have free rein to say whatever you want. If you've ever had the desire to speak your mind in an environment where there is no challenge to your perspective, this is it. Please drop me an email and I'll happily set that up for you. So today's micro podcast is going to be about a topic that we've talked a number of times about on the podcast in the past, and that's rank. And the more I think about it, the more I've come to believe that rank in and of itself is not a bad thing. As a matter of fact, it's actually a really, really good thing. Rank was originally designed to be a marker of a student's progress, much like grades in school. You progress through the course of learning the curriculum. Once you have learned it, once you have learned a certain section of the overall syllabus, you are then given a rank, and that rank is intended or was intended to be nothing more than a marker of your progress. And as long as rank is utilized in that way, I think it's absolutely a helpful tool. The problems come, and I'm going to use a stronger word than problem, the toxicity of rank comes into play when the rank itself becomes more important than the learning that the rank is supposed to represent. And that is pretty much how it is in almost every martial arts environment I've ever been associated with. People, as soon as the instructors, as soon as the environment starts dangling rank in front of their students as a motivator, as a reward, it immediately defeats the purpose of the notion of rank. Students start chasing rank, and it starts even before students come in, because the mystique of the martial arts, the reputation of the martial arts, the black belt. Students walk in and they think about getting a black belt. Not all. Some students do actually want to come in and learn. But the environment of all of these martial arts clubs, so many martial arts clubs, not only presents rank as a reward, but structures the entire notion, the entire environment of that club, of that school, of that dojo around rank. Rank defines who you bow to. Rank defines where you line up before class starts. Rank defines what you do during class. None of those things on their own are necessarily bad things, but they become bad things when they start to add to the notion of rank as a reward. If students start to desire the rank more than they desire the learning that the rank represents, that's when rank becomes a toxic and a completely unhealthy aspect of their training. Now, how do you fix this? And I think it's something that absolutely needs to be fixed. Students are willing to, most students, if you were to walk up to a student in class, if you're a head instructor and you walk up to a student in class and you say to that student, "I've decided to promote you to your next rank," that student is naturally going to be excited. They're going to be elated. "I've been promoted to my next rank." How many students would stop and say, "Wait a second, have I learned everything I'm supposed to know to get that rank? Shouldn't I have at least, if not mastered," because that's a tall order, "but at least gotten a handle on all of the constituent and requisite pieces of the syllabus that should earn me that rank before I get it?" Most students, and especially kids, and kids I think is where it becomes the most toxic, most students and especially kids will just happily accept the rank and off they go on their merry way. And it's especially bad, it's especially toxic when the black belt is dangled in front of students. You know, there are clubs that have, when new students join, they put pictures of the students up on the wall with a big letterhead above the student that says "Future Black Belt Club." Or there are actually some dojos that sign contracts with their students that say, "In X number of months or years, you will earn your black belt regardless of your progress." I know it sounds insane, but there are dojos out there like that. So, to sum this up, again, rank is not a bad thing in and of itself. It becomes a bad thing when rank becomes reward. I think that's the best way to sum it up. And you can see it even among black belts and seasoned black belts who walk around at tournaments, for instance, demanding that they be called master, or demanding that any student who crosses their path bow to them, and all of the nonsensical and ego-driven behaviors and attitudes associated with rank, all of that grows out of the notion of rank as reward. "I'm a black belt now, therefore this is what I get. I earned this, therefore here are all the perks of becoming a black belt or of having my black belt." It's just such a nonsensical, egomaniacally driven system. And to those people out there who say rank is important, you can't run a martial arts club without rank, you absolutely can. There are plenty of martial endeavors and pursuits that don't use rank. Muay Thai for one, boxing for another. They don't use formal rank. Now, we've talked about this on the podcast before, and one of the panel members made the note that, well, there's implied rank. And of course there's implied rank. And what we mean, or what I mean by implied rank, is when you walk into a dojo, if you're any kind of skilled practitioner, and even if you're not, frankly, within about 5 minutes, you can tell the people who are good and the people who are not. And that's what I mean by implied rank. And I think implied rank is the only rank of value, to be honest. When I walk into a dojo, and this includes black belts too, I honestly do not have 1 ounce of respect for any rank in that room. I will follow the curriculum of the dojo. I will absolutely follow the protocols of the dojo. But in my head, in my thought, I need to see that the individual students earn the rank they're wearing, because I have seen, frankly, far more students and far more practitioners who do not deserve to wear the rank that they're wearing. And that includes black belts. So my perspective on all this is, or maybe a better way to put it, is my solution to all of this is, if not getting rid of rank completely, I understand the complexity of that idea and possibly the implausibility of that idea. But if not getting rid of it completely, at least pulling back on the value of it. I remember coming up through the ranks. I never chased rank. I just loved the martial arts. I loved the training. I loved the learning. And rank just kind of came along with it. The only times that I can remember looking up at other people wearing rank and wishing it was me wearing that rank is when I would watch them do things that my rank did not allow me to learn. I wanted to know that kata. I wanted to be able to do that kick. I wanted the knowledge that that rank represented. And in the structure I came up through the ranks in, you were restricted by your rank. You couldn't learn new things until you got a handle on the stuff you were working on at your existing rank. And that's fine. That absolutely makes sense. But the point being, I never chased rank. I chased knowledge. I chased understanding. I chased the technical side of what was going on. And that led to wanting to be higher rank. But there are just far too many students nowadays, and black belts too, who seek rank for the sake of it. Once I got my black belt, I never cared about rank. I still don't. If I go through the rest of my life never getting another rank, I'm perfectly fine with that because nothing will change. I wake up on a Friday night, or I go to bed on a Friday night as a second degree black belt. I get up Saturday morning, go through a grading, and I go to bed Saturday night as a third degree black belt. Well, what's really changed? The responsibilities don't change. Your position doesn't change. There's a certain amount of, okay, now you can promote students to a rank you couldn't before. But functionally, I just don't see the value. And I never did. So I guess what I'm saying is, understand that rank is supposed to be a marker of your progress. And that's all it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be, it's not supposed to be a reward. It's not supposed to be anything other than a note that you have achieved a certain level of understanding. So I guess I'm going to end this off by saying, as long as we can keep in mind that that is what rank is, it's not a reward. So there you go, folks. That's our first micro podcast. My name is Mitch Maxine. This is the No Mind Podcast. As I said, if anyone out there has anything they'd like to say, please do email me again at nomindpodcast2021@gmail.com. I will do my very best to hook you up and get you on and record you and get your voice out there. Okay, thanks so much, folks.